Blind Cool Tech, March 24, 2006.
Blind Cool Tech. We're fun.
Well, I wanted to play with the podcast stuff, okay?
Technology.
Hello. Is anybody there?
And blindness.
Ah, oh, God. Who put that wall there?
Can all come together.
I hope you will forgive me of any more sniffling and coughing. We are about to head down to have an interview with Yanina Saika, Breakfast with Yanina. And I don't know if you remember or not, but Yanina is the one who, well, I'm not sure what her role is, but somehow she's majorly involved with the OSIS 22C accessible cell phone. So we're supposed to meet her at the restaurant. Let me get one last sip of my good Columbia coffee here. I'll just leave this up here just in case it... shut the lid on the laptop just in case I get back to the room while it's still hot. All right. Boy, what an exciting conference. I just got an email from Paul Hopkins, and he says he'll be doing the one in England. You know, I cannot remember the name of it. Vision, is it? It's a big, big conference. Love to go to it, but a little bit too expensive for my blood at the moment. Let's go straight. Good boy. What a good doggy little Jakesters is. Jakes is really getting good now. First day or two, he didn't quite know where he was going. Neither did I. That doesn't make for a good combination. Hi there.
Hi.
Good boy, little buddy. But now he's heading right for stuff. Escalators in particular. See, we're supposed to meet noon at 7. See what our time is left. Good boy. Good boy, little buddy. That's it, little buddy. Let's go left. Hey, Yanina.
Hey, Larry.
How are you?
He's got his dog.
Right. Why wouldn't I have my dog?
Gene, meet Larry. Larry, meet Gene.
Hi, Gene.
I'm Gene.
Nice to meet you.
Yanina right next
Gene
to
has been here hey, helping us out this week.
Good.
Three.
Good deal.
Three.
Okay.
Three and a half.
Four.
No breakfast for Jake, though.
Gene loves dogs.
Well, good. I hope you'll
dogs.
Give Jake a good pet because he needs it around here.
Oh, yeah, but nobody touches him.
Well, people think they're not allowed to pet dogs, you know.
Well, some people have big signs.
I know. I need one on mine that says, please pet me. I need some loving.
Yeah. Please, that would be funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Judy does have one that I get to have as my own while
good
I'm
morning.
Oh, my goodness. I've been petting her dog. I guess that sign's okay, not in ready? Braille.
We're ready. Here we go.
All right. We're right behind you. I hope.
It's the value of a dog.
If you have one that follows.
The lady here yesterday, she found her dog and take her out. And she was...
beautiful.
Yes. Not bad.
Good doggy.
Do you want to be right next to me?
Sure.
All right, then the seat you just passed is
this one here?
No, I forgot to bring
this one. Oh, wrong table, huh? I was going to join the people next
there.
Door.
There's your menu.
Thank you, ma'am.
You know what I forgot to bring down is the phone.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to record any of its sound, or does that matter?
That would...
I'll go get it.
Okay. Well, Gene, you're an angel.
Coffee for three.
We'll get phone
three,
for
yeah?
Yeah.
All right, just anybody?
Grapefruit for me. Please.
What was the question?
Orange juice.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. That's some fresh squeezed, very good stuff.
One of the nice things about coming to this country is fruit juice and fruit.
Yeah, the one in Orlando, too.
Yeah.
We're recording, by the way.
We are?
Yeah.
All right.
This is sort of, seems like kind of neat to give you a little bit of ambience and background before you get started.
I agree.
So, I should introduce Yanina Sank. I sort of did on the way over to the room, but you could probably introduce yourself better.
Uh-oh, that's a problem. Okay. Well, my name is Yanina Sank. I've been around disability for a while, been blind forever. And these days...
Grapefruit.
Oh, excuse us a second. We've got very important things here called grapefruit juice. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Coffee.
And coffee, also very important.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. How are you today?
All right.
Anybody need cream? I have cream.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, so I have a small company called Capital Accessibility. Have a partner who's also well known in disability, Stephen Mendelson.
Oh, I didn't realize he was involved with that.
Steve's my partner.
Okay.
And he's also here, by the way.
I'll have to see if I can tie.
Our first and very major business enterprise is importing this really cool phone from Spain called the Oasis 22C. It's a funny spelling of Oasis. It's not like that place in the desert where you stop and get water and rest up.
How do you spell this Oasis?
Oasis.
Okay.
Must mean something in Basque.
It must. It's beyond me what it could possibly mean. Maybe it means phone.
I wonder if that S-Y-S at the end is systems and O-W-A means something.
Yeah,
Spanish or Basque. Because the people that started the company a couple years ago have actually been in telecom for a long time. They know their telephones. They worked for Ericsson, Sony Ericsson, and Sony Ericsson closed its plant in Bilbao, Spain, and these guys didn't want to move to the UK to stay with Ericsson.
Oh.
I guess they liked the sunshine.
Yeah.
So they looked for niche businesses to get into, and they got a couple of niche businesses going, totally unrelated from one another. For instance, their other product is a data communication box that would go like into a truck.
Okay.
You know, it talks GSM.
Wasn't it that interesting how many new things we've seen come out of Spain in the last year or two? Like Code Factory?
Yeah.
I mean, that just seems like it came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Exactly.
So anyway, you're importing this phone?
We're importing this phone and selling it and trying to get good support from the phone company. So far, we've succeeded only with T-Mobile. So we certainly have been talking to Singular. Perhaps one of these days they'll be helpful to people. We can even talk to Verizon, actually, because when Oasis designed this phone, they did some very smart designing so that in order to turn this GSM phone into a CDMA phone, you just have to drop in a different radio chip.
Okay.
It's a drop-in replacement part. And obviously, a little software programming would have to go along with that to talk CDMA instead of... Instead of GSM, but that gives us the opportunity to go to Verizon and say, you know, this could be your phone.
Yeah.
Without really a lot of headache.
Boy, that must be a nightmare talking with those big cell companies like that. Because I know it's frustrating for an end user just trying to talk to them to get an accessible phone. I mean, do you have some contacts in the places?
We do have contacts, very good contacts. Obviously, in T-Mobile, we must.
Yeah.
T-Mobile rocks, by the way.
they are subsidizing the phone to the tune of $300.
So. Nice. So that leaves, what, a $200 price tag?
Exactly, $199.95, yes. Okay. Yes. Can't complain about that.
No.
We have, I think, fairly good context in, you know, Singular. Well, we know Susan Mazzulli very well, of course. And Susan's doing her best to introduce us to other folks in Singular, so
did
we'll see.
Coffee? Oh, you have some.
Mm-hmm, I do.
There you go.
Okay. Gene doesn't know we're recording.
Oh, we're recording, Gene. We're recording Breakfast with Yanina, the show.
You're on the radio.
At least I'm being nice.
Well, you can be nasty if you want.
We don't even open that.
Quit kicking my dog, Gene. You're making some inroads with
Singular. We're making some
Singular.
Inroads. And before I lose the thought, Larry, since this is a tech show, it seems to me a little bit of a mismatch with existing products out there that are based on mainstream technology because of the turnover rate that the industry wants to have in mainstream products. Okay? They're out there on the shelf for 6 to 9 months, then they're gone, they're history, and there's something new. And
exactly what I was about to ask.
And I would think that that's becoming a problem not only for us, consumers, with products like the LG phones that Verizon has come out with following on the Bonnie O'Day complaint. But it seems to me that would also be beginning to be a problem for Verizon. Or maybe I should say I'm hoping that Verizon is thinking this is a problem. And maybe we need to settle down and just have a decent phone for a couple of years.
Yeah.
That's my approach to them. We'll see if it works.
Well, you know, there's the problem, too, when you do have to switch phones every 2-3 years. I'm on my third year now with this one, and I feel like it's on its last legs, even though it's still working.
Uh-huh.
But one of the problems is that the screen reader manufacturers, both of them for these phones, charge you a pretty hefty little fee to go to your new phone. I think anywhere from it's probably around $100.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is a problem. What is the? Can you kind of outline the differences between using the OSIS? Is it Oasis?
Oasis. We just call it Oasis. Or just the screenless phone, because there's only one.
Right. So can you compare and contrast that with, say, one of the Nokia phones running Tox or MobileSpeak?
Well, the biggest difference is the buttons. You can find our buttons even if you're half asleep. You don't have to concentrate particularly hard because they really do stick out. They're widely separated. They're very distinctly shaped.
You know, I have never had my hands
it?
On that
Let
phone.
Me give
I
you
sure
a phone
haven't.
Here.
Mark McKay's demo made me feel like oh, yes. Very nice.
Now, Larry, I bet you can guess what all those buttons do except the three across the top. Those
well,
I'll have to tell you about.
And I know because I listened to Mark McKay's review of it. Yeah, that is very easy to hit. You're right. You know what they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I'll hand it back.
You know, we can't show you this on the radio, but on the internet podcast. But I actually drive this phone. I'm going to show you, Larry. I hold it in my left hand when I'm going down the street, and I go like this. I just got it kind of cradled in the palm of my hand, and I'm just using my thumb up and down the keypad.
And you're using your cane with your right hand,
and I'm using my cane with my right hand. Yeah,
nice.
Exactly. I think we need to order.
Yeah. Okay.
We do.
Who wants to start out?
Well, since I'm the lady, I'll start. I'll have the buffet, but would you mind going up and grabbing the stuff for me?
That'd be
scrambled eggs, sausage, rye toast, and fruit. And I do need some juice as well.
You didn't get any grapefruit juice yet.
I guess I didn't.
Orange juice.
Oh, orange juice is fine. No, orange is fine.
Okay.
My turn. I don't know what I want. Go ahead, Gene.
I'll go. I'm just going to have the light fare, you know, with the yogurt, whatever that's called. Huh?
I want the steak Benedict.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, it is. Very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, nothing like steak. I can get yours if that's okay.
What's that?
Do you mind if I get yours?
Oh, that'd be great. Sure. Okay. Thanks.
I'll get it. Okay.
Appreciate that, Dean.
And tell me again because I wasn't paying attention.
Scrambled eggs, sausage, rye, and fruit.
Okay, butter on your toast?
Sure. Yeah, lots of it. Thanks, Gene. So the main difference is easy ergonomic layout of the keys.
Easy ergonomic layout of the keys. And I guess the other thing is everything talks. There is nothing that doesn't talk on this phone because it was designed from the ground up to be a phone that you use by listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
And punching buttons to get what you needed done. So, you know, from the very time you start it up, you hold in the pound key to start the phone. It's a candy bar phone. It doesn't flip over. It's a candy, what the industry calls candy bar.
Yeah,
I
nice
gotta be
size.
Careful. I don't know if everybody knows that term. Candy bar meaning it's just an open-faced phone and the buttons are exposed all the time.
Yeah, it looks like about the size of a Milky Way or something.
A big one.
Yeah.
So you hold in the pound key for a couple of seconds, and the phone vibrates. First thing it does is vibrates. Okay, I'm booting.
Oh, nice. Nice indication.
Put it up to your ear, and about 3-4 seconds later, you start hearing music. Okay, I'm continuing to boot.
Okay.
And it, you know, you eventually get a welcome message, welcome to Oasis 22C, mm-hmm. Play some more music, and then it goes looking for the carrier.
Thank you.
It is, of course, a computer, so it does have to boot.
Yeah, unfortunately. Now, for feature, are you competitive with Nokia?
We don't do email or web browsing.
Okay.
At least not yet. I mean, it's possible that people will build third-party applications for this phone because it is a computer.
Oh, is there an SDK that will allow?
Not yet, but coming soon, and probably a lot of open source value because it's a Linux computer.
Uh-huh.
And so you can, you know, it has a little serial port on the side here, which doubles as a headset jack.
Uh-huh.
And I've had
neat.
This, no, I've never heard of such a
I
thing.
I hadn't either.
So I had this, you know, wired up to my my workstation and just ran a terminal program, you know, like in the good old days with modems. And just made direct connection to the phone and watched it boot.
Okay.
Watched all the messages come across the screen.
So can you interact with it over the serial port?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What do you get, a prompt? Or?
You get a prompt.
I'll be darned.
Root's login is not password protected.
And you so you can do. In, you can get around, a directory listing?
You get a directory listing.
I'll be darned.
Copy all the files.
That's serial or USB?
That is serial, unfortunately. Okay. There is a Bluetooth radio in the phone, not yet enabled.
Huh.
But the hardware is there, So I think I don't know how soon I should commit to that. But the notion is that soon, we will be able to just talk to this over the Bluetooth connection, a wireless Bluetooth connection.
Nice. So this company is actually manufacturing the phone themselves?
No. I think they job it out in India and China, okay. And I don't even know where all.
Yeah.
They do have labs. They do build prototypes there. I know because I've had my first phone from them was a hand-built prototype. I was actually the first one to bring this phone in the U.S. They built it in the lab. It worked in the lab. They weren't really sure it was going to work on U.S. networks. It ought to.
Yeah.
And I was the first one to pop a SIM in. And oh, my gosh, it works.
It worked. Nice.
You know, Nick. The interesting story on that, too, I think the reason why we first had accessible phones in the GSM world is that there is a lot of power for the consumer in GSM that you don't have in CDMA because of that SIM card.
Just
pull a SIM card, pop it in anywhere, and
off you go. That is very nice.
So you don't need the phone company's cooperation.
Yeah.
I remember in the Bonnie O'Day complaint, where we started in that complaint with the phone companies, they were all saying it can't be done.
Yeah, that's right.
And thanks to Code Factory and a very last minute sort of thing, we bought a Nokia 3650, shipped it off to Switzerland at that time, and back came a phone that we were able to use in a meeting with their attorneys. And well, actually, it does work. So,
well, tell us a little bit about that. You were involved with that lawsuit?
I was doing tech support because at the time I was with AFB.
Okay.
And we were doing, we were backing the Bonnie O'Day complaint, as was ACB, and I forget who else. There were several organizations that, that were on board backing up that complaint. And what AFB provided was technical support to the complaint, so that when these kinds of it doesn't work issues arose, I got to explain, well, yes, in fact, it can. And not only can we talk about it theoretically, but here's an example.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one meeting we had where with all these lawyers sitting around. I should probably not be telling this story. I'll only tell you one tiny piece of it. We did use the 3650 to demo it. We had this little sassy idea that what we should do to make sure that everybody knew I wasn't cheating and reading the screen is we took one of my business cards and duct taped it to the screen of the phone.
Okay.
And then we, you know, the headset jack, we had that plugged into a big speaker so the whole room could hear it perfectly.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't saying it can't be done after that.
Right. I tell you what, I've got to hand it to both Tox and Code Factory. That is a marvelous piece of engineering.
Yes.
Some very sharp guys.
Yes. Yes. I agree. I absolutely agree.
So, this being based on Linux, have you got some things in here that no other phone can do? None of the mainstream phones can do?
Well, no, not yet. You know, they built the phone, they chose to develop the software in Linux, and so far nobody else has yet done anything unique with it. And I don't know that we're going to do anything particularly unique with it just because it's Linux. I think the interesting thing is that it does enable relatively easily, you know, little home developers, people that know how to write scripts and write applications to mm-hmm. come and do things, because it should not be hard to create a lightweight browser. You know, things like that would be possible.
But, or even a podcatching client or something.
Even a podcatching client, absolutely.
So you can play audio on it, right?
Yes, it does play audio. At about 58 wild and wacky ringtones to choose among.
Is that right?
It does SMS. I should go down the feature list. I said it didn't do email and web. So I should tell you that it does do the basic phone things. You know, I think it does it very well, actually. It keeps lists of who called you, calls that you missed, and you know all that. And you can click on it. You can hit send when you're on an entry in one of those lists, and one of your options is to add it to the phone book. You get a phone book of 250 named entries, and each named entry will give you three phone numbers, so you can have up to 750 phone numbers in the phone book.
Wow, that's almost enough for me.
And it does do SMS, and you do get a status menu, so you can check your battery strength and your signal strength. You know, and that key doubles as the repeat the last message key, so there's a way to go, huh, what you say?
There's a nice feature.
So very important in our world.
Mm-hmm.
What am I forgetting? Oh, and caller ID, big one. Caller ID, obviously. Mm-hmm. So when a call comes in, you hit that same key, and it'll either read the name entry that's associated with that phone number, if that person happens to be in your phone book, or it'll just read out the number.
Okay.
So you can choose to answer calls. So I think it does the basics
really
nicely.
Is it a speakerphone, too?
It is also a speakerphone, and
I
think a fairly decent speakerphone. Let me see if I
can
engage
it. Maybe we'll be able to hear a little bit of it.
We've got it in a key lock mode right now because it's a candy bar phone, so I'm unlocking the keypad.
And how do you do that?
You hold in star, and it says, do you really want to unlock the keypad? And you say yes with the send key, which is above one.
Okay.
it's kind of loud in this restaurant. I don't know if folks can hear that, but we've got it in speakerphone mode. And I'm dialing. You know, probably a better example of speakerphone mode is Mark's audio description.
That's true.
Because of the background noise.
Yeah. Now, which text-to-speech is that?
It is Babel.
Oh, is that how you pronounce that? I've been calling it Babel.
Yeah, I've been calling it Babel. But they are from Belgium. They are French, so I think it is
Babel. I'll bet you're right. Babel or Babel.
And we've looked at other speech engines. I think the reason for that choice initially was the wide range of languages that, you know, these are Europeans, and in the EU they've got 22 languages just right there in the EU. So I think that had a lot to do with the initial choice. We have looked at porting the engine known as Eloquence, also known by several other names. We've also looking at possibly talking to Phonics for DeckTalk. Uh-huh. I think both are possible. There are two issues. First of all, you need to be able to compile for integer only.
Right.
There's no floating point in here. So that's one issue. And we do know, because of Mark's icon device, that it is possible to compile Eloquence for integer-only environments.
Yeah.
As he's doing it. So that's one step. Don't know about the deck talk on that. I just don't know.
I do, and it is.
It is. Good news. Thank you. All right. One step forward. Now, the other problem is the processor, the specific processor involved. This is one I had not heard of before, and I don't even remember which one it is now. It's an ARM processor out of Germany.
Okay.
So we're slowly hacking at that, because we do know people want a different voice.
Yeah.
You know, it's mostly people get used to it, and it works perfectly well, and it does the job. You know?
Sure.
When you just grab a phone, you want it to be a phone. You don't want to listen to speech for forever and ever.
Right, exactly. So you've got T-Mobile service, I take it.
I have T-Mobile service, I do indeed.
Now, it shows your carrier, or you can ask for the name of the carrier right now?
It does. In the status menu, the first, let me get back in there.
Because my T-Mobile service is saying Singular right now.
Are you roaming on Singular?
That's what it says on my phone. Every time I come to L.A.
Right, in this restaurant, I can't get a signal. Shall we try to make this your phone? We could swap SIM cards.
Why not?
And you can try making this your phone, Larry. Let's do it.
That is a cool idea.
Let's do it. Here we go. Roaming on T-Mobile. It just said that. Now I'm going to switch it off. I'm going to hold in the pound key. It's going to say, do you really want to switch it off?
All right.
Switch off phone? Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It thanks me for using it. I'm waiting for it to vibrate. It's the last thing it does before it goes off, so I know it's okay. And I'm going to flip up the battery compartment.
And mine, I'll ask Gene.
Pop up the battery.
Is that off?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I can potatoes.
No. Okay. I mean, unless you got them.
They've got some great ones if you're a potato eater.
Okay, a couple of
them. Right,
thanks, Gene. How can you pass up a deal like that? All right, I'm taking my battery out. Maybe. There we go. And my SIM. You know what? I don't think I've ever taken this out of here. Yeah, I did. I took it out to try out one of the HPs. Boy.
Not easy to do.
Thank you, Gene. Well, while I'm getting this out of here.
Yeah.
I guess you kind of what we've been doing on these is telling a little bit about your background, too, Nina.
Oh.
I know you were at... Because, you know, this is just a bunch of us blind people getting together. And we'd like to know about successful people in the industry. And I know when I first met you, you were in San Francisco at What was the name of that place?
Larry, I met you even before World Institute on Disability. Did I think you? I met you, I was on SSI.
Okay. Well, you have come a long way since then, haven't you?
I think, Larry, I think the first time I met you, I just bought Pro Terminal.
Is that right?
I just got it from Joe Lazaro. I bought it from Joe up in Massachusetts.
I'll be darned.
And, I saved my pennies and spent the equivalent of a whole SSI check on a spanking brand new Hayes 2400 baud modem.
Ooh! See if you can get that out of there, Yanina.
I'm going to try. So I got this, damn.
That's what I said.
Damn.
I may never get it back in.
I don't know if we want to do this, Larry. Does it lift?
I thought it just slid out.
Oh, here it goes.
Okay.
It's loose anyway, I think.
Yeah, it kind of slides just a tad.
Yeah, I got that 5 1/4 Apple CD. Floppy disk.
CDs
Floppy
were a
disk.
Dream.
Opened it up. So here's this basic program. I look inside there, and I'm looking at Larry's code. Damn, I like the way he writes code, because I was learning to write basic in those days. I think I just called you up. I said, I like the way you write code.
You know, I didn't even remember that was written in basic. I guess it was.
No, you just had a starter program that ran basic.
Oh, okay.
The rest of it was binary. Oh, here we go. You have to... Is that the SIM? That's too big to be the SIM. Uh-oh, let me put that back in.
Oh, I bet that's my MMC card.
Yep, that's your MMC card down here.
Hey, you're right about those potatoes. Yeah, thanks for the recommendation.
I'm not having any, but they look terrific.
Do you have to pop the MMC to get the SIM out?
Mmm.
The SIM, I think, is this one down here. Can you tell, Jean? Does that look like a SIM?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so we just have to figure out how to move it. I better not forget how to put your MMC card back in.
Either that or I might just have to buy an Oasis, huh?
you might.
No, that's her trick. She breaks your stuff, so you have to buy a new one.
Yeah, actually, those early days were very interesting. Actually, I think you donated to me because I was an SSI or something. You were very sweet there. You gave me a copy of Pro Words.
Really? Man, I'm a nice guy. I didn't even know it.
Maybe I shouldn't tell people that. I do remember I had license number 1 of ASAP.
I remember that well, too.
Because you had 0.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
And you know what, Yanina? You were the one, I remember, that really wanted me to put in a quiet feature in ASAP. When you first said that, I said, this woman is nuts. I mean, here you are, you run the screen reader, why do you want a quiet feature? But I got it in there in about a day or so, and you know, that turned out to be one of the coolest features. I mean, you could shut it off with a batch file and stuff.
Yeah.
It was really
yeah.
neat.
You can run it in batch files, which is so useful. Yeah.
So that taught me a lesson, never to scoff at a suggestion again.
Yeah. Well, in those days, I was, if I got work, it was, you know, a little side work making music. I think I'm a good musician.
You still do music, right?
Still do music. I've just never been good at making money at it.
Oh,
I can't get this card to come out.
You want me to look at it?
Try it.
Good idea.
Maybe eyes will help.
So, after the SSI, you started with?
World Institute on Disability. Actually, it was an interesting story. There had been a lawsuit in California, one of those class action suits against the phone companies for, you know, not being nice to people.
Uh-huh.
Ah, she got it.
Has a little slide that goes across.
Yeah, excellent.
Better put his MMC card back in there. It goes up top. So I'm pulling out my SIM. I'm going to pop yours.
For your SIM.
Would you like to see how easy this slides in?
Well, you're going to make me jealous.
I just put your finger right inside there. I've got it half in. If you slide it all, continue to slide it to the left.
Very nice. Yep, that's...
That's all it takes.
Okay. You want me to put the battery in the back?
Yeah, go ahead and put the battery in. Here's the battery. It, put the back end in first and then just kind of drop the part with the clip down in until it clicks.
There we go.
Now here's the back plate.
All right. And hold down the bottom left key to turn it on?
Bottom right key.
Okay.
The pound key. Hold it till it vibrates.
There we go. Started a little vibrate, and I think it picked it up on the microphones, too.
And it should start playing music for you.
Let's see.
Fairly soon.
Okay, it's up. I guess we just didn't hear it.
It's up?
Yep.
Cool.
So the Oasis 22C?
That's halfway up.
Okay.
That's halfway up. It's going to play some more music. And it's going to probably get confused because my SIM's not in there anymore, so it's going to take a little longer finding network.
Yeah, it says finding T-Mobile.
As soon as you actually hear T-Mobile, you're up and running.
Oh, okay, we're good then. Oh, well, who can I call here? Let's see, how do I read the status?
You hold in the info key, which is the upper right-hand corner.
Okay.
Puts you in a status menu. And then you use that navigation key with the two bumps on it, the one above the two, to arrow up and down through the status menu.
Okay. Network roaming on T-Mobile. No coverage.
That's bad news.
Yeah.
T-Mobile just doesn't do it in this end of this hotel.
They really don't. And I don't understand why I switch over to Singular when I'm in here.
Well, maybe they have a roaming agreement.
Yeah.
I wonder why I don't switch over.
I've never heard that before.
That means that they will take a 911 whoever's...
Ah.
I think that means a 911 call will work. And I don't know why and how that works. It'd be interesting to find out, but the FCC is insisting that if you've got a phone, you should be able to call 911, whether you paid your bill or not.
Okay, I notice you're... Apparently, this phone doesn't automatically change time zones.
It does not. I consider that an unfortunate design omission.
Yeah.
Because that is so available on the network.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool feature, too.
Absolutely a cool feature. Automatically change time zones and sync the time so you can rely on the time. You're right, I'm still on Eastern.
So you have two unread messages. Or I do. Well, this
you
is
do.
Me again. Let's see. I didn't even know I had anything. I'll be darned. Now, to get out of this status menu?
Just hold the no, press no, which is the N key.
Which is the
N? Above the three.
Okay. Above the three.
And it just should say roaming on T-Mobile or something like that.
Network on the emergency.
Oh, there we go.
Yes.
Okay, the end is above the three, you say?
Yes.
Okay.
On the emergency.
Send an end. Send above one, end above three.
On the emergency.
And those double has the yes and the no keys as well.
Huh, I must be doing something wrong here.
No, you're there.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
On the emergency.
It says only emergency?
Yeah, it should say the carrier.
If
it's got a carrier, it would say T-Mobile, and that sort of functions as your...
Okay.
What to call it? Your base, your home base. Your C prompt, your ready prompt.
Yeah, yeah.
If we can go back to the Apple days.
See, I'll just set this right here while
your start menu.
Eating.
Yep.
Very nice setup there, Yanina. So T-Mobile will subsidize it, so you only pay $200?
You only pay $200 to get the phone, $199.95. You have to get a new T-Mobile plan.
Oh, really?
$39.95 a month or better. That's their condition on it. We think that's rather outrageous that they're insisting on new subscribers on that plan. It's some funky business logic of the
mm-hmm.
phone companies.
Yeah.
You know, that's so oriented around get a new subscriber, and don't necessarily do appropriate things for existing subscribers.
Yeah,
I've been trying to lobby that inside of T-Mobile as well. You know, you should at the very least give existing subscribers the opportunity for some number of months to switch over to a really accessible phone, because you've never given them an accessible option in the past. So far, we haven't had a lot of luck with that strategy, but we're still working it. On the other hand, if your contract's about to expire, you're in the 11th month, you know, you're willing to go to a new phone number, it's easy enough to just be a new subscriber.
Yeah, true. So this really is actually a little cheaper than going the other route.
Mm-hmm.
I know I ended up getting my phone for free back 3 years ago, but I had to pay $300 for talks.
Right.
I believe it was $300, yeah. And then now Singular has a thing where they'll subsidize the cost of talks, but you have to pay for the phone.
Yes.
Which ends up being about $300 also.
Yeah. There are those little hidden charges.
Mm-hmm.
If you're reading the small print, another way that this is cheaper is T-Mobile only requires a one-year contract, not a two-year contract.
True.
You get the full subsidy from Singular, you need to sign up for two.
And you know that $39 plan from T-Mobile is not a bad plan.
It is not a bad plan.
That's the one I'm on now, and I've been on it for 3 years, and no complaints at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyway, then you went to AFB after...
Well, yep, that was out in California. There was this lawsuit. And what the courts did was say, okay, instead of giving everybody in California a dime, let's set up this big trust fund and let community organizations get grants to do a telecommunications education.
Okay.
So World Institute on Disability got one of those grants, and they started looking for advisory committee members, and I was president of BATOC, the computer users group in the San Fran area at the time. So BATOC sent me over to be on the advisory committee, and this is a great story, but what we immediately discovered is that these people who knew how to get around in Washington, who knew how to lobby, who knew how regulations, who understood about writing grants, didn't know a darn thing about email. Email was like the new thing. As techies have been playing with it for a while, they were just figuring out that this was kind of useful. I think I got my first job in disability because I knew how to do email.
I could show
my boss how to get her email, how to do attachments.
That's fun.
So I was at World Institute for a few years. We did training. We taught people about how the telecom industry works, how to lobby, and so on and so forth. I was their IT director for a while, made the computers run, got my first and only virus in my days as an IT director. We got Stone.
I'll be darned.
Stone, had to stamp it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Doing good, guys?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes. Yep, and our grant came to an end, and there was an opening at AFB in New York, so I applied, I got hired, I was IT director at AFB from 95 to 99. I was there at the transition, couple of transitions for AFB. I got there to AFB, and they had just moved to their current location. They had their first office-wide network, so a LAN was a new thing to them.
And their current location is the Penn Station?
Yeah, Penn Station. Exactly. Exactly. They were not doing email. They had not connected to the internet. They had set up a scheme whereby every office would have an account to dial into an internet service provider. And people would walk down the hall. And I said, no. We need to have everybody have email and internet right on their desk. And one of the bosses said, but why are you going to do that? People need to do their work. And I said, well, you know, why do you put a phone on everybody's desk?
Yep.
Really the same story.
I have a funny story about that Penn Station location there.
Mm-hmm.
We were there for a meeting, and it was break time, and I asked someone where the restroom was. Down the hall, first door on the right or whatever. And I went down there, and I opened up this door, and it sounded kind of echoey in there. So I thought, oh, good, this must be the men's room. I started walking in and took a couple steps. The door shut behind me, and then I found I was in the stairwell. So I said, well, this is not going to do. So I turned around and went back. to the door, but it locked. So I started banging on the door, and they came right, and I was pretty embarrassed, but they said, oh, that happens all the time.
I'll bet it does.
Anyway,
where you
sorry.
Were. Yeah.
So that must have been quite a move from San Francisco to New York. Were you living right in New York?
I was living in Manhattan.
Wow.
I loved it.
Yeah, I would too.
I paid a lot of money, more than half of my income, for a really cool apartment.
Really?
Right down by Lincoln Center.
Nice.
Right up in the air. You know, I used to have days like, if I was home on a weekend, Saturday morning, I'd wake up, like, throw on a smock, go downstairs, get a bagel, get a latte, sit by the fountain, go back upstairs, close in the laundry, go to the grocery store, go get some money from the ATM, go to the drugstore, go to a movie in the afternoon, get an ice cream. I still haven't crossed the street. This is all on the block.
Yeah,
I'm not even crossing the street.
Nice.
You can do that in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're living where now?
D.C.
Okay.
Washington, just outside in Silver Spring.
So when you quit AFB, you didn't start Capital Accessibility right away, did you?
We pretty much did start it right away. It took us a while to negotiate all the contracts to bring the phone in. Oasis went through a reorganization, so we were on hold for a while. And then we were also on hold while T-Mobile decided that they were going to support having this phone on their networks.
Okay.
So it took us over a year to actually be able to start selling the phone. We only began selling last October. And at first, with no kind of discount, our first customers, bless them, had to pay full price.
Yeah.
They got a nice phone, but they paid full price for it.
That's the way it goes in this industry, though.
Yes. Yes. We're going to be selling what used to be called Via Voice. You can't call it that anymore. What is also under a different licensing called Eloquence. We're going to be selling IBM TTS for Linux.
As an add-on to this?
Not as an add-on to this, just for Linux users that want a better voice.
Okay.
Want a different voice. So that's another thing. We're also looking at what we can do with business phone systems, VoIP phones.
Well, yeah.
Because they're just computers.
Yep.
You know, and it should be possible, particularly in a more open environment like Linux, to go in and hack accessibility into it. Maybe put a screen reader in there. Maybe
that would be great.
Just build an app. Larry, there's every reason in the world we should have talking phones on people's desks.
You know what? I'm a victim of that mess. I've got a phone on my desk I cannot use. I don't know how to transfer a call with it because it's all the soft buttons. Mm-hmm. It's a shame. I feel like the guy with 12 flashing on my VCR, you know.
Right.
But so how do I shut this off again?
The phone. Hold in the pound key. It'll ask you to switch off phone, and you say yes with the send key.
Then it makes a little tone when it... Oh, no, I locked the keypad.
Did you lock the keypad? You're on the wrong side. Okay, you can unlock the keypad. You hold in star. It'll ask you, do you want to unlock the keypad?
And I say yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it says keypad locked. Yes is to the left, right? Up in the top left?
Yes. Yes is at the left.
Okay, unlock keypad. Top left.
Not the top left. The one right below.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. The top left is the find and call feature. Yeah.
Keypad not locked.
There okay. You go. Now you can hold in the pound key, and it'll ask you, switch off phone?
I'm not here. I'll just tell it, yeah, anyway.
Hit no a couple times. Just make sure you're at that starting point.
Okay, hit no.
Emergency only. Yeah.
So roaming on T-Mobile.
There you go. Now you can hold in the pound key. Everything starts from that prompt.
Okay, I just wasn't holding it in long enough.
There you go. You don't want it to happen accidentally.
Right. Thank you for using Oasis 22C.
And they'll give you a little shake, a little handshake before you're done.
A little vibrate?
Yep.
There we go. Okay, nice. That's a very clever little feature right there.
Mm-hmm. They developed this in consultation with Onsay.
Oh, is that right?
Well, that battery's tricky. Tell them about the battery.
Yeah, the battery is the one little piece of fragile stuff in here.
Okay.
The little clip, you need to push it up into the battery itself.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Very
to release
cute.
It.
Got it.
If you pull it the other way, you end up breaking it off.
I'll try not
then
to.
Then everybody's
break.
Unhappy.
Especially you.
Yeah, especially since I don't have extra batteries.
All right, here's your... I'm going to set it to your right there.
Okay.
There's
look at that.
Pieces.
He got his sim already. Look at that. He got his sim out. I didn't have to tell him anything.
Here, I'll let you put it in. Don't drop it in the orange juice.
That's what I know how to do. Put these little cards in. But the key to getting it out is this little, these little tabs, and they slide over.
Okay.
And they slide fairly easy.
Okay.
All right.
You're back in business already.
I'm back
there.
In business.
Now, does that have an MMC card also? For,
no.
For some extra storage?
No.
Okay.
No.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Let's see. Where's my pieces? There they are. And the MMC card's back in there too, Gene?
Yeah.
All right.
Better test it before we leave.
That's right, while I've got you here.
I'm not a techie, no.
All right, this battery's got to be one of these. Well, there we go. I guess I'm not a techie either. I thought I was all these years.
These guys are clever that design these phones.
Boy, they are. They're tight. Everything just fits just a certain way. Well, I'll be doing.
Oh, yeah.
That
there you go. I think it goes the other way in first. Yep.
Oh, this way.
Yeah. There you go.
You think that's in like that? Doesn't seem like it.
The metal things are lining up. Oh, your other card had popped out.
Ah. I'm glad I didn't get my sledgehammer out. So, Capital Accessibility's been in operation since about 99 or 2000?
Oh, no, not so long at all.
Oh.
Just a year and a half.
Okay, that's...
Yeah.
Thank you, Gene.
2005, we incorporated. We are incorporated. We mean business.
Good. And how's it going for you so far?
Well, we're not in the black, but we didn't expect to be in the black just yet. We think it'll take a while to for the phone to take off. We do have kind of everything hanging on the phone at this point.
Yeah. Well, that must be scary.
It is a little scary because I know in my case and Steve's as well, we're in, investing our life savings to get this business going.
Absolutely. When you started out with this, you were already well aware of what Code Factory and Talks were doing with this?
Yes.
And you felt like this was that much better of a solution?
Exactly. For the simple fact that you needed to be a bit of a techie to be comfortable with those solutions. And in fact, even the Singular webpage says that. It says this phone isn't for everybody.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable with screen readers, you're going to be okay with this. Well, that's a lot of people. Everybody needs a phone, especially if you're blind. It really is a safety thing.
Yeah.
A security thing. And I think we're succeeding. Steve told me something very interesting. Now that we've been selling for a few months and we've pretty well worked our way through most of the phones in our first order. We're now dealing with our second order from Spain. Two-thirds of the people who call us to ask about the phone are taking notes on Perkins Brailers.
Wow.
That says to me we're getting to a population that is not being served by technology yet, that does not have an accessible phone, and probably would not find the Talk solution very easy to use.
That actually reminds me of the time when I had to enter my Talk serial number into this thing with the keypad. A new person with a keypad where you're spelling out ABC.
Yep.
And trying to get that long, I don't know if it's 20 digits with letters and numbers. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that was, it took me an hour to get that number typed mm-hmm. in there. So I see that part of it already. You know what, Yanina, I have got to go. I've got to be at this.
You've
got to
be somewhere.
At 8 o'clock.
Barry, it's been wonderful talking to you.
It has. It's been a pleasure. And nice meeting you, Gene.
Same here, thanks.
And hopefully we'll run into each other. I guess I need to catch this lady so I can pay my bill. Do you see her, Gene?
No, they hide.
I know. They can tell when you're in a hurry. It's like that urgency detection circuitry on computers. You know, they always know when you're in a hurry. They're going to screw up.
Here she comes.
Do you have a booth here, Yanina?
Yeah, down in the Miami room.
And what booth number?
No number. We were a late add-on. Our marketing strategy here had been start with a stuffer, and that'll tell people where we are upstairs.
Okay.
We had a room, but they didn't stuff it.
Oh, no.
They got stuffed in all of the printed programs, but they did not stuff our Braille in the Braille programs.
Oh, great.
So we had to ask them to redress our grievance.
And did they?
Yes.
Good.
They gave us a nice table down in the Miami room, so it's at the end of that hall with Atlanta and, and Houston and all of them, where we were yesterday listening to Orca.
Yeah. How'd the scripting session go?
I think it's something I might get into.
Yeah. Well, I had
if you do Python, you can script.
Yep.
You know what it reminded me of, Larry? It reminded me of ASAP.
Really? Well, it must be good then, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
You should too. Is that you?
Yes.
Can I put that on my room? Do I just need to write the number? Or can you write it on there for me?
Okay. Yeah,
thank you.
Okay.
2053. And would you add $2 on there for your tip?
Okay. So your total is going to come up $1,602.
Okay. And do I need to sign it or anything?
Hold on, let me write down your name, Larry.
Yeah. Scoot's coming.
Yeah.
All right.
Right there.
Thank you so much,
thank
ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. It's a pleasure meeting you, Gene.
Absolutely.
And,
can I pet your dog before you go?
Absolutely. Looky there, Jake.
What's his name?
Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Jake the Flake.
Thank you.
Sure.
Beautiful.
Thanks. Y'all take care and sure enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you, Larry.
And you've been listening to Blind Cool Tech.
I appreciate that.
See y'all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com. And our comment line is 206-984-9203.
All right. Let's go straight.